Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I always say we have the greatest listeners anywhere. In under 60 seconds, I got 30 texts on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line at 504-260-1870 to remind me that the name of the game was Spy Hunter, where you could oil slick and smoke screen and use other gadgets. I think they even had blades that popped out from your wheel rims to flatten the vehicle's tires next to you. Yes, thank you. Spy Hunter was the game we were thinking of. I appreciate you are the best listeners anywhere. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Tommy Tucker. We're joined now by Loyola Law Professor Dane Ciolino. Morning, Dane. How you doing?
Just fine. How are you?
Finally, the rain stopped. Sunday was beautiful. I'll take this cold weather over that rainy weather that seemed to never end anytime.
Absolutely.
Yes. I kept telling people, I'm not a tree. They're like, yeah, but we needed the rain. Yeah, well, I'm not a tree. So there is that. But my trees did need the rain, so I'm sure they're grateful for it. Dan, a lot of talk over the last week or so about this operation that the U.S. Border Patrol is carrying out here in Greater New Orleans and really across Louisiana, with a targeted goal of arresting 5,000 illegal immigrants in Louisiana during this operation. And it's raised a lot of questions and conversations about the legal tactics and what is legal and what is not for federal agents and, for that matter, any other police officers to use. So we wanted to have you on to kind of clarify some of that. We have seen for many, many years, really forever in law enforcement, undercover operations where police officers approach criminals or suspected criminals and do not identify themselves as police until the very last second when they go to enact an arrest. Many people, though, are critical of U.S. Border Patrol for pulling up in unmarked vans or SUVs, jumping out in uniforms that don't clearly identify themselves immediately, and effectuating, if not detainments, actual arrests. Is what Border Patrol is doing here in New Orleans right now legal under the guidelines established by the U.S. Constitution and the state of Louisiana?
Yeah, the short answer is absolutely yes. I mean, there's nothing unlawful, unconstitutional about law enforcement conducting covert undercover type operations. I mean, that's been going on for forever. As far as law enforcement is concerned, there's no duty of law enforcement to show a badge or otherwise reflect that they are acting in their capacity as law enforcement officers. And in fact, if they had some sort of duty to do that, it would really impede their ability to conduct operations. So the short answer to that is, even though I know there have been calls from as recently as the last couple of days from the New Orleans City Council, or at least members of the council, to have law enforcement show themselves as such, not wear masks, and those sorts of things, they have no legal or constitutional obligation to do that.
When they actually make the arrest, when they actually detain someone, handcuff them, and put them into a vehicle, prior to that, At what point do they have to, or do they have to identify themselves? And in what point in that chain of events do they have to administer the Miranda rights that we all know so well?
Yeah, I'm not aware of any accusation that any law enforcement officials are not identifying themselves at the time of the arrest. So I don't think that, as a practical matter, is really an issue. And as to their obligations to read the Miranda warnings to an arrestee, they don't have to do that unless they plan on conducting a custodial interrogation. Miranda certainly requires, as a prerequisite to a in-custody interrogation by law enforcement, that those rights be read and that they be waived by the arrestee before any subsequent confession can be admissible in court. But the short answer is, unless they are planning to conduct such a custodial interrogation, they don't have an obligation to read Miranda rights.
We're talking with Dane Ciolino, Loyola Law Professor. When we get back, I'm going to ask him about some U.S. citizens that say they have been approached by masked, unidentified individuals jumping out of SUVs or vans. Where is there a difference, and is there a line, and do we have an obligation as U.S. citizens to prove we're U.S. citizens if questioned by federal authorities? We'll ask Dane that after we check on WWL traffic. With Loyola Law Professor Dane Ciolino about U.S. Border Patrol's activities in Greater New Orleans. They're looking to arrest 5,000 illegal immigrants during this operation in Louisiana. Dane, there have been some concerns raised about these masked, not clearly identified U.S. agents jumping out of unmarked vehicles and approaching individuals to try and determine their legality in this country. And J.P. Morrell, the president of the New Orleans City Council, had said he was concerned that someone who does not know who they are and who is a legally carrying individual with a handgun could attempt to stand their ground, and we could have some kind of a showdown or shootout as a result. Your thoughts on the legal issues surrounding that feared scenario that we've been hearing from J.P.?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
P. Morrell.
Yeah, that's certainly hypothetically possible. I would imagine I'm not aware of any officers being harmed because of that. I think it remains just a hypothetical concern. I would be surprised if officers would refuse to identify themselves at some point where they believe that a suspect was armed with some sort of weapon of assault, a gun or a knife or something along those lines. I would be very surprised if the officers didn't identify themselves under that circumstance. So, yeah, I mean, it's certainly a hypothetical problem. I'm not aware of any situation where that hypothetical has come into a situation where it occurred.
Now, we've also heard, though, of U.S. citizens being approached by Border Patrol agents. What, as a U.S. citizen, should you do in that situation? I mean, I don't have any. I have a driver's license. which I don't know if that legally establishes that I'm a U.S.-born citizen or not. I don't have papers to prove I'm a citizen of the United States. If they were to, and they probably wouldn't, but if they were to approach me or anybody who's listening, what should we do and how do we prove that we are a citizen?
Yeah, the police can't detain you for any period of time unless they at least have reasonable suspicion to believe that you have violated some criminal or immigration law of the state or the federal government. So you certainly have no obligation to talk to any police officers if there's no reasonable grounds for them to stop you in the first place. That's the short answer. As far as how do you prove your citizenship, I mean, obviously a passport would do that.
Who carries that around all the time?
Yeah. I believe, though, I'm not certain that that a Louisiana driver's license might do that, but I'm just not sure about that.
Yeah, and it's not something that here that we normally have had to deal with historically. Any other legal issues that you see that need to be addressed as we talk about the attempt on U.S. Border Patrol to arrest 5,000 illegal immigrants in Louisiana during this operation?
Yeah, I mean, if the officers do have reasonable suspicion to stop and question you, because based on the totality of the circumstance, you might fit some profile for being in the United States illegally, you do have an obligation to stop and at least respond to their basic questions, or else they could detain you for a longer period of time. And if that longer detention leads the officers to gather more evidence that there's probable cause to believe you're in the country illegally, then you can be detained.
But bottom line, you don't see any trends of illegal activity of Border Patrol agents during this operation in Louisiana thus far?
Certainly nothing that's been reported as actually happening rather than being hypothetically possible.
Dan, we always appreciate your expertise. We appreciate it here on WWL. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Loyola Law Professor Dane Ciolino. I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. When we come back after the news, we've got Tulane sideline reporter coming on. Do they have a new coach at Tulane? And can they win at Ole Miss as 6.5-point underdogs? We're talking Tulane in the playoffs after the news.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.